Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 27, from the New Living Translation. Jesus and Zacchaeus. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. "He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have cheated people of their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Parable of the 10 Servants. The crowd was listening to everything Jesus said, and because he was nearing Jerusalem, he told them a story to correct the impression that the kingdom of God would begin right away. He said, "A nobleman was called away to a distant empire to be crowned king and then return. Before he left, he called together 10 of his servants and divided among them 10 pounds of silver, saying, 'Invest this for me while I am gone.' But his people hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We do not want him to be our king.' After he was crowned king, he returned and called in the servants to whom he had given the money. He wanted to find out what their profits were. The first servant reported, 'Master, I invested your money and made 10 times the original amount.' 'Well done,' the king exclaimed. 'You are a good servant. You have been faithful with the little I entrusted to you. So you will be governor of 10 cities as your reward.' The next servant reported, 'Master, I invested your money and made 5 times the original amount.' 'Well done,' the king said. 'You will be governor over 5 cities. But the third servant only brought back the original amount of money and said, 'Master, I hid your money and kept it safe. I was afraid because you are a hard man to deal with, taking what isn't yours and harvesting crops you didn't plant.' 'You wicked servant,' the king roared, 'your own words condemn you. If you knew that I am a hard man who takes what isn't mine and harvests crops I didn't plant, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it.' Then, turning to the others standing nearby, the king ordered, 'Take the money from this servant and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. "But master," they said, "he already has 10 pounds. "Yes," the king replied, "and to those who use well what they are given, even more will be given. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. As for these enemies of mine who didn't want me to be their king, bring them in and execute them right here in front of me."
Following today's passage, I wonder how many of us have a Zacchaeus in our lives. Someone we judge as a notorious sinner. Someone we don't really want to associate with, but who is desperate for Jesus and his restoration. Lord, I want to ask you to forgive us for judging those around us who we deem to just be beyond hope, those who we don't want to associate with. And I pray that you would open our eyes to see the desperate cries of those who seem so deeply entrenched in sin, but who actually are just desperate for you. Help us to hear and see your nudges to engage with them and to share your love with them. Jesus tells a story to help us understand how the kingdom of God grows. kingdom is something that is entrusted to us. God gives the kingdom on the inside of us, and the degree to which we share the kingdom and invest it in others is the degree to which we are rewarded, increased, and promoted in the kingdom, but also the degree to which the kingdom grows. We are encouraged to invest what the Lord has given us into the lives of others so that the kingdom might grow. So it really is an encouragement for us today to recognize what He has given us and to sow that which He has given us into fertile ground so that the kingdom might grow, but also that we will be entrusted with more and more of the kingdom in our own lives. Perhaps today we need to look around at what we actually have. Are there things that the Lord has given us that pertain to His kingdom that we have not valued or that we have hidden? Lord, today I want to ask You to forgive us for sometimes despising small beginnings and little faith and not being intentional about investing everything that You have given us. Help us to see and value what You have given us and to invest it wisely in Your kingdom for Your glory and for our increase and for the increase of Your kingdom here on earth. Sometimes all we have to do is love. That's enough to grow the kingdom. Let's reflect on how we can use the love that God has given us to love someone else today.